Yep. You know what that means. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, Jacob, chairman of the board, me, Dr. Tim Slecker, and it is a class in session, and it is a special class in session.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny, because, you know, probably one of our all-time favorite guests. In fact, listeners, you're going to know who we're talking about because her and her partner have been a large part of the show for as long as we have been with Civic Media. So, but I don't know. Let's just, you know, we're talking about Teacher Hallie. Teacher Hallie is in the house. Man, everybody's like, when is Teacher Hallie coming back on? Like, just chill right out, people. We got her, you know, but we got to make sure that the timing is just perfect. Mm-hmm. And based on what I'm seeing here and what we're going to talk about, we're like 4 days away from what will be a launch, I think, right, Hallie?
Yes.
Okay, so Teacher Hallie, yes, part of the duo Teacher Hallie, Teacher Joanna, Educators yep. Amplified. They've been on the show together. We've been, we've put their podcast out to look at. Hallie, yes, teacher, but Teacher Hallie now, I'm wondering, are we going to have to start calling you Entrepreneur Hallie?
That'd be great. Teacher to Changemaker Hallie.
Okay, Changemaker, not Entrepreneur. Let's keep it a
change. Sure.
I mean, that's what we're talking about. Johnny, though, check it out, right? Teacher Hallie, we get this little thing going. Hey, guys. I got something else kind of going on, and when she talks about it, we're not going to be surprised about the content, but regulate to educate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Teacher Hallie has founded her own LLC.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So you're an independent businesswoman. Regulate to educate. What are we talking about? What's this business all about? I know, you know, and I am so glad on your website that you pointed out very quickly for slow learners like me that regulate is not referring to rules and ordinances that make life miserable. In fact, it's correct. Quite the opposite. Teacher Hallie, what's going on with regulate to educate?
Yeah. So obviously, you know, myself and Teacher Joanna have always talked about the concept of nervous system regulation. And that was the cornerstone, the foundation, the everything of when we were teaching together, what everything was built off of. And so, right, you leave the classroom, you have all these big ideas, and you're like, I'm going to change the world. And then 2 years went by and nothing happened. Or not nothing, but I didn't change the world is what did happen. And so this is really like a combination of my teaching experience, plus really being able to take the last 2 years to really imagine, put together, reflect on like, okay, what's needed? You know, like, I think I just spent the last 2 years really trying to find like a space or people that were like really talking about how we are going to help the profession of education. And I think there are definitely people like, obviously you guys are out here like sharing what's going on and there's like different people, but I was like, no one's talking about nervous system regulation in schools. Like, you know, they're talking about nervous system regulation as a parent or nervous system regulation for yourself or nervous system regulation for weight loss. But I was like, oh my gosh, like it's not out here. Or if it is, it's really hard to find. Mm. So it's really the same mission and vision as we've always been talking, where I just really want to empower educators to understand what nervous system regulation is. And I had a mentor along the way who helped me see that I dream very big, which has not gone away. But she was like, you need to take small actionable steps, you know, because I want to like bust in the door, go to the Capitol and be like, we're changing laws now, right? And that's not how it works. So my small actionable steps is creating this LLC about regulate to educate. How do we bring nervous system regulation as the foundation of education? And so it's starting off, I want to work with educators. And, you know, that includes teachers, counselors, staff that works in our schools, K through 12 schools. I could open it up to the Johnny Lupinacci's of the world too.
I was going to say, I think I saw him actually hitting he's signing up already.
Thank you. I want to create spaces. It's just a continuation of what we've always done. I want to create spaces and connect with educators to empower them, to bring things into the classroom for themselves, because I know they are down and out here. So that's what it's all about.
Johnny.
Well, I love it. You know, it's not just an update. It's the next actionable step coming from Teacher Hallie and from all the ways that you've not only identified, you know, barriers for teachers and challenges that we face in the classroom, but that you're always taking that step to organize and make that next step, whether it's policy recommendation, right? Rolling up your sleeves and being a part of the school board, right? Whatever you can do to help serve teachers and teacher labor, like how we can really do our jobs better because we're taking better care of ourselves through practices that line up and balance. Mm-hmm. Right. I love this. I love all the work that you and Joanna have done and continue to do. And I love this regulate to educate. And it's so accessible. That's what you're talking about. If this stuff does exist in pockets and places, it's usually like you have to dig really deep to find it. Mm-hmm. And then if you're like me over the years, you find it and you're like, you could go on this retreat way off in the Pacific somewhere. And I'm like, no, because I don't have any time. And I don't have a ton of money. I'm a teacher and I'm dysregulated and I need to regulate and I don't have time to, you know, do a whole spa week course, you know? So tell us a little bit about regulate to educate and excitingly what's coming up soon. And it's super accessible for a lot of our listeners, especially Wisconsin teachers listening.
Yeah. So since this is like my first kickoff, I was like, okay, what can I naturally bring to the table that I feel really good at? So, right, I'm a teacher, like at heart, and I think forever. It's just a kind of a new format of teaching. So I'm offering a course. It's 5 weeks long. It's purposely placed. It'll start next Sunday, October 19th. And it's 5 weeks leading up to Thanksgiving and then the holiday extravaganza that happens, right? When stress levels really rise. Mm-hmm. And so I did purposefully line it up that way to practice regulation before the holiday season. And so right now, this course has a combination of many things. There will be a 21-day journal that, you know, participants that sign up will be able to engage in this my own journal.
Wow, look at that. Nice.
Oh, I love it.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. So I think eventually I'll offer this more mainstream, but I'm like, for now, let's have a course. It's called the Empowered Educator 21-Day Journal, Regulate to Educate by Hallie. And so I'm just really excited that we'll be able to follow along, like real actionable, practical things about bringing nervous system regulation. Included in it too will be modules where I'm literally teaching what nervous system regulation is. I do recognize I just constantly say regulation and some people might think rules. And then I'm like, okay, wait, there's like this whole thing. And so there's modules to watch and then also Zoom meetings to connect once per week with a group of people or just talking. And I am so open. Like it isn't, I'm being really intentional and not being like, okay, day one, lesson one, right? Like it is very open, accessible. If you want to talk about a module, we can talk about a module. If you want to talk about a specific situation that happened in your classroom where you are like, whoa, is this dysregulation? We can talk about that too. So I'm really open to wherever the course takes us in the 5 weeks, but always guided by the journal and then nervous system regulation and practicing it for yourself first. So that's kind of what it is about. And then, right, like you said, if you live in Wisconsin and you are a WEAC member, so a teachers union teacher, it is free. so I'm super excited about that. Like, that was such a neat coming together with WEAC that they were like, oh, thank you for offering this course. Do you know it's free to members? And I was like, oh, I thought I was going to have to talk about, like, how do we make this accessible and how do we make people be able to afford this? And the fact that I don't have to and I can just be like, take it, you know, feels really good. So, yeah, I'm excited about all of that.
Well, so, I mean, this is, you know, what you have. You've talked about this and dreamed about this. Mm-hmm, you say, you know, you've got big ideas, big dreams. But, you know, maybe this is a small actionable step. But I also think this is part of the big dream.
Correct.
To do this. Let's not minimize the fact that you're putting into play something that you and Teacher Joanna have been advocating nonstop. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, here you are, you know, Regulate to Educate. Yeah, for everybody listening in Wisconsin, WEAC members, you know, what a great deal, free. That ain't bad. But, you know, any other listener, wherever you are, even our listeners in Finland, you know, $300 US, mm-hmm. hey, that ain't bad either. Come on.
No, it's really not.
Yeah. You know, if you've looked at, you know, what it takes to sign up. Now, Teacher Hallie, just so people want get a sense, though, too, because I think I kind of figured this out as you were talking. So over the time, there are going to be kind of like asynchronous types of modules that people can do on their own with random or semi-regular or, you know, live Zoom meetings with you to talk about that. And then the journaling. So I guess, you know, for all of you tech people out there, sounds like a hybrid type of model of delivery.
Yeah. I guess I could say that, but that makes me like break out in hives and think of COVID. So I don't use that word.
makes you retake your own class again. Like, oh my God, I got to regulate, you know? Oh my God. Yeah. And any reference to COVID, but I mean, you know, that is, you know, that ability to kind of work at my own pace, if I'm doing it, you know, the way, you know, if it's 2 a.m. and I really need to, regulate, I can get up and dig in to the course. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm totally like, oh my God, I need to talk to Teacher Hallie. You're saying you're going to be available.
Yeah. So right now how it works is we have dedicated times once per week. So on Tuesdays nights, once per week, we can all meet as a group. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm unwilling to chat with people or find another opportunity to talk with people. I don't know. It's my first time offering it. So I am so open to, you know, what works, what doesn't work. But I think for right now, you know, a lot, you know, I mean, the majority of my teaching was in circles, right? And then, like I mentioned before, on COVID, I figured out how to do circles over Zoom. So that's why I feel comfortable with this. And I'm like, let's start here. And I love the concept of them being able to, like, right, teacher from one part, you know, like northwest part of Wisconsin can connect with teacher from southeast part of Wisconsin, right? Mm-hmm. Or who knows, the people in Finland listening, you know? And so I like the concept of connecting with other educators, because really my goal in this is, like the journal says, I want to empower educators, or I want them to feel empowered, because we do feel so deflated, you know, taken advantage of, exploited, burnt out, whatever the words, you know, they're negative. And so I want this to be an opportunity for people to connect with other educators to re-bring inspiration and hope and like, okay, maybe we can produce little soldiers to help us like rethink or renew public education. Cause we know it's just such a little cesspool of craziness right now.
You know, I love this, Teacher Hallie, and I think so often about myself and my own growth as a teacher, and I learned to write new lesson plans, and, you know, I got, you know, all kinds of great professional development on new strategies to, you know, engage learners, to differentiate curriculum, and all this, like, skill building around my craft of teaching. I got very little support on how to take care of myself or even recognize what a dysregulated nervous system is. And I think you've talked about that and taught that on our show, and certainly on your website and everything, you talk about the nervous system. For our listeners who are thinking, mm-hmm. like, what are they really talking about? Because I'm really, mm-hmm. listener, I'm really always a fan of Teacher Hallie, but especially this, because there are so many resources for us as teachers, like how to improve our lesson plans, how to implement mm-hmm. strategies for, a learner with dyslexia, all kinds of really cool stuff mm-hmm. that we know about mm-hmm. learners, but there is not a ton, at least in my experience. And that's why I'm educator. I teach teachers. Mm-hmm. There's very little on how we take care of ourselves and how that care or even that knowledge or balance and understanding of our nervous system translate to good pedagogy. But it does, and you and Teacher Joanna make that connection. So for our listener, I've talked enough. Can you explain, like, how do you know if you're dysregulated?
So here's what I'll say is nervous system regulation is so, like, it's just how our brains and body work. Mm-hmm. So it blows my mind that we just have schools that we're like, we're going to focus primarily on academics. And mm-hmm. we assume and expect children to walk into our doors and we shove 30 in a classroom at a time with one adult and they should all be ready. And it blows my mind because basically our brain is the command center of everything we do. And there's this part in our brain called the amygdala that is, its only job is to scan for danger. And danger is different for all of us. So, like, what could be danger or a threat or something unsafe to Tim could be safe to Johnny. You know, like,
math problems.
Right. So if little Johnny amygdala's going, because that's its job, and it's math time. And little Johnny is like, oh crap, I hate math. The crazy thing about this is that the amygdala will sound off unconsciously and send messages through our body. Okay. And so whether it's headaches, stomach aches, a stress response that maybe is fight or flight, it just happens automatically. And the fact that we don't have any of that baseline understanding is wild to me. Because little Johnny could be freaking out internally, let's say. But maybe little Johnny, you know, we're used to seeing like the student that's like, this is dumb, or like throws the pencil or yells and they kick him out, whatever. Little Johnny could be more of a freeze response and just be like frozen. But he's not interrupting. He looks like a good little student. So we don't even realize that little Johnny is freaking out about the math that's sitting in front of him. And so it's just about increasing our awareness to understand that this is happening. And the most beautiful part to me is that it's happening in all of us. So it's super accessible and you can feel more in control when you understand it for yourself. But that's why I always say it starts with the adult in the room, or it starts with you. Because if you don't understand that little Timmy's fight response triggers you, you know, like if little Timmy's freaking out and then you start freaking out, like it's just this like crazy, like everybody can kind of domino affect each other. And if we don't have that baseline understanding, right, it just turns into the rules. It turns into the policies. It turns into the one size fits all. It turns into compliance. And I'm just really about like, okay, this is just how our brains and body work. And I do respect that neuroscience has developed, you know, and so I do understand we didn't know this when like schools were developed, but I think it's time for us to evolve as an education,
You mean like back in the day when, you know,
when you were in school,
you know, well, I would say when I engaged in performing a dysregulating act in front of my teachers, and they decided that my best place would be out in the hall, and the way they got me in the hall was literally picking me up and throwing me out into the hall.
Correct.
That teacher was dysregulated.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. 100%.
I'm not going to call you out, teacher, but you know who you are that you're listening to the show. Yes, I still remember that moment. And you just didn't know how dysregulated you were.
Yeah, they let their dysregulation turn into regulation on you, Tim. Regulators mount up, toss Tim in the hallway.
The best part of that episode is the kid who got thrown out there before me was out in the hallway crying. And as I came out into the hallway, I came out laughing. And I was just like, whoa. Two different effects on the being thrown out of the classroom. But no, I mean, this mm-hmm. is thinking about that, Teacher Hallie, the interactions, right? And even when mm-hmm. you talk about rules, right, it's like, you know, what happens is, you know, I was remember this, you know, being taught to be a teacher and then going in and then my principal, you know, where is your assertive discipline chart, you know, that lays yeah. out the rules and the consequences for each time you break an infraction. And you're like, okay, cool. And then all of a sudden you get somebody like myself at that age who, is fully aware of the consequences and the rules and really doesn't care. And so you as a teacher, you start, you know, guess what? Hey, when you're teaching fifth graders, if you're out there and you've done that, they sometimes can get annoying. And so you're like, sorry, Timmy, I'm going to write your name on the board. Okay, great. Well, Timmy's like, okay, cool, whatever. Yeah. And then it levels up. And all of a sudden you as the teacher are going like, none of these rules are working.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you enter that phase of, oh my God, what you're saying is like, I didn't know what to do in that heightened situation because I'm starting to get really uptight, stressed. Mm-hmm. And probably then the way I handled that stressful situation really itself was probably not the best way because of my dysregulation and my inability to kind of see that event as it was happening and kind of go, whoa, hold on. I need to step back, or maybe even how not to get there to begin with. Are we talking about that potentially, or are we talking about reactive types of?
No. Okay. This is far more proactive, but you have to have an understanding in order to get there. I think the other thing that's interesting about this is, you know, I think oftentimes, I don't really know why, but nervous system regulation is more looked at as a social emotional type of thing or only behavior. Mm-hmm. And I want to help introduce this concept even to how we function in schools increases dysregulation. So loud noises, or the fact that there's so much pressure and compliance, the competition that exists because of standardized testing, that's dysregulation.
Well, I kind of was even potentially saying that by saying like the rule system and compliance system that I was required to implement in and of itself was quote, a behavior system, but it was actually a compliance system that really didn't take into account any of the things that you're going to be teaching to that would, you know, I don't want, you know, for somebody, maybe even potentially like, you know, get away from generic behavior consequence systems and really be, you know, engaged in authentic relationships.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead, Hallie.
Well, and taking a deep dive into just taking a look at what things in our system naturally increases dysregulation and how can we look at that differently? If we continue to restrict recess, we're only increasing that dysregulation. You know, like people need fresh air. They need to move their bodies. The more we're sitting and getting in order to get all the curriculum in, like it's rubbing against like what is actually developmentally appropriate for a learning brain. And so we just need to have those conversations. I'll also say that I am very ready to empower educators because so much of our system relies on educators saying yes and not setting boundaries and not being able to say no. And so it increases their dysregulation as well. And so I can't wait to empower educators to say no. On the like added things, right? Like they already have a full-time job. So when we add duties and, you know, like testing and, you know, like just all the added things that are just naturally expected because you love the students, right? You do this for the students. I'm like, how can we crack open and expose how this is actually really toxic? Whoa. And so I get it's going to rub against people's schemas of school, and I'm okay with that. This is my attempt at working towards how can we actually make this profession a space where professionals flourish, and so therefore students flourish.
Yeah, I love it. I've long said the human body is not a machine, right? And to understand teacher labor as simply just tune up the machine and, you know, program it to do more or different tasks, you know, overlooks, like you're saying, Teacher Hallie, the natural ways our bodies work, the ways that we as learners lead learners, right? The ways our brains are engaged. If we're expected to do great inquiry conversations with patients and inquiry with young people, but be completely, you know, dysregulated before they even get through the door, because schools are set up in very dysregulated ways, right? That the labor isn't, you know, defined for us or supported in a way that allows for good teaching and great learning to happen. So I love all these parts coming together. You know, Teacher Hallie has it here, regulate to educate. I mean, Teacher Hallie's also a treasure trove of like great phrases that aren't just cooked up. Like they match actually like the stuff. They're not just like you cook up these phrases that are catchy. They really help us remember. I mean, you must be a teacher, right? They really help us remember and communicate meaning. But regulate to educate, it's a big deal. I'm a big fan. And we're glad that you're here to talk about it.
And Johnny, probably the most infectious, awesome laugh ever.
There it is, the cackle.
So teacher Hallie, it starts this Sunday, October 19th. People can go to
regulate the number two
educate.com. Click on the course. They can sign up right there.
Yep.
And wow. And we will definitely have this in the description of the podcast. So
yeah, people can
get it there. But if you're listening right now, you're like, I got to sign up. Regulate the number two educate.com. You can go right there. Click on that. And Hallie, we also, though, going to give, you know, you're going to be, it looks like you're going to be on TV pretty soon. And when that happens, though, we're just going to put that out there. Yeah. Stay tuned because Teacher Hallie's going to be coming back on.
Oh, yeah.
To be talking, talking about her debut.
Yeah.
We're talking
and
about
if that. You want to talk about a cackle, I think the B-roll of that entire show is my laughter. So much. So I'm on a TV show. I'll give a plug. I'm on TV show called Shift, the Gut Intelligence Blueprint. Really fancy ways to say how I talk about nervous system regulation, basically. It's very similarly aligned, but it was a Wisconsin-based docuseries where a woman is using her techniques to help people work through relationships, a career change, all sorts of things. And so she made this show. It will be on Hulu, Apple TV, and Amazon. So it's going to be where people are watching, but we just don't have a release date yet. But again, if you go to regulate the number two educate.com, I'll definitely update when that comes out. And then you can also click on the upper links for my socials. I'm on a whole bunch of them, trying to figure out the world of social media.
Nice.
It's all wonderful. It's all great. You know, Teacher Joanna is backing me 100%. And I do see in my crystal ball, we will come back together, you know, but we both are independently dabbling in our things. And I can just feel this beautiful, I don't know, coming back together once we're both like, that's what's going to happen. That's going to be the sound.
You know it. It's Teacher Hallie, regulate to educate, shift. Yeah. Hey, the trailer also, it is on regulate to educate, so you can check it out. Yes. Teacher Hallie, thanks for busting pencils.
Yeah, thank you.
And now it's time for your moment of Zen. civil disobedience. That's not our problem. Our problem is that people are obedient all over the world in the face of poverty and starvation and stupidity and war and cruelty. Our problem is the grand thieves are running the country. Civil obedience, that's our problem.
Hey, thanks for listening to Busted Pencils Class in Session with Teacher Hallie, back in the saddle with Busted Pencils. And you can always grab great podcasts like this one. Just head on over and search Busted Pencils on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or of course, you can always find us on the Civic Media website or at our own website, bustedpencils.com. And don't forget to find us throughout the week, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, with homerooms, classes in session, and always loads of fun to wrap up the work week with producer Jacob's Choice every Friday. And listen up, pencil busters, because you know what comes after Friday? That's right, it's Saturday. And you can always catch the Busted Pencils 3 p.m. broadcast across all the Civic Media Network stations for 1 hour of your favorite blue-collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, at Keep Busted Pencils.